number 10,603, James and Bonnie Catanella, west of Route 1, east of Siam Drive, being lot E43 within Whispering Pines Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address.
James and Bonnie Catanella, unit E43, 31652, Siam, Whispering Pines, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Thank you. In October, we purchased this trailer. It's been a terrible. But anyway, what I did is there was an 8x12, eight coming out, 12 long porch. It was open, had a railing around it. I had a 12x12 built on, and I had a roof put over the 8x12, and they said I needed variance for it. It was there, existing. The porch was there. All I did was put a roof, which I applied for the permit, and, you know, I don't know.
Did you do it yourself?
No. I had a contractor. He drew it up, plans for the park, plans here, and I don't, you know, I just, a variance I need. In fact, if I can show this to you here.
Did he get the permit? Did he get the permit for you?
Oh, yes, permit. There's one that's still there.
Yeah, what's his name?
John Kershka.
You have an address for him?
Oh, gosh. But the problem of it is my wife is handicapped, and what I wanted to do was put a ramp, which I can show this to you.
We have a copy of that. But if you have his address, we'd sure like to have it.
Gosh, I don't know if we have it here.
How do you spell his last name? Take it he's licensed contractor in the state of Delaware?
Yes. I don't have it here now.
You know how to have the spelling of his last name?
Oh, gosh.
Can you do us a favor, then?
Yes.
Can you give us a call, give the office a call in the morning and give them that information?
Sure, absolutely.
Name and address. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, I will then. Okay. Is that it? Anything else you would like?
Oh, now we start. Hold on.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I have another question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Did you ask the builder to come with you tonight?
Oh, no. Oh, I'll tell you. His uncle died, and it's in obituaries in the paper. In fact, the spelling would be in there. His name would be right today in the obituary. I spoke to him yesterday because I have a problem, some other problem with a door on it in there. And he's supposed to stop by, but he said he had to be uptown today for his uncle's funeral.
I understand.
Can you give me a number that I can?
Yeah, 856.
55. You want me to write it down for you? Okay.
So it's our understanding from you that you hired him to enclose this deck?
Yes, I did. Yeah, the deck, like I said.
Go back to the podium.
The 8x12 was there, and I had a 12x12 put on because I wanted, my wife is handicapped, and I'm going to need a ramp, and that's, you know.
Okay.
All righty?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman? Because of the uniqueness, I guess, of the situation, and with his wife being handicapped, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. A minimum to afford relief, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,603, and I would ask our legal counsel to send a nice letter to the contractor.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,603, and that we ask our attorney to send a letter to the contractor. And all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voter's sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.